9B, mobile, monitoring. KF4NXY, David. David, hope you're having a good morning. Hope you're on your first cup of coffee there. I don't drink coffee, but I've had my first cappuccino, that's for sure. Looks like it's going to be a warm day today. You doing all right?
Here's going on. I've been watching the local news, and the weather lady is saying if you don't have to be outside today, you probably want to try and stay inside. It's going to be another really hot one. And yes, sir, I'm on that first cup of coffee, and I gather you're headed into work.
I've been blessed with work today, so I'm going to go in, and I'm going to make it a point to keep the air conditioner in that truck just cranked up. Pretty good. Had my window down earlier, coming down the road. Man, it's nice out there, really. Thought about riding a motorcycle in this morning. Such a beautiful day. But, it's going to be too hot this afternoon, so I decided to leave it home. To drive it would be nice, but too hot going home. So I plan on staying in the air conditioner of the truck all day and only getting out to open and close the doors, if you know what I mean.
Know what you mean, and yeah, I haven't been on my bike in a little while. I'm having a back procedure done Thursday that I'm hoping will make it where I'll enjoy riding the motorcycle a whole lot better. It's fun to ride it, but then I usually pay for it later after I get home. Anyway, such are the things with old age. My dad had a sign that said, "Old age ain't for wimps." And now that I've gotten there and gotten to be old, I do appreciate that little sign he had as you walked in the door.
Yeah, I kind of resemble that. The older I get, the harder it is. It's not for wimps, that's for sure. You learn to roll the punches. I hope your surgery goes well for you. I'm really nervous about getting a back surgery. I've got degenerative disc and just sitting in a car my entire career. So that with the belt I had on, and it just ruined my lower back. But I'm not complaining. I've been very fortunate in the fact that I've still got my health and I get around and move. It's a little uncomfortable every now and then, but I'll live with it. And as a last resort, I can always go your route and do the surgery, but man, I don't want to do that. But talking about riding the bike, me and the wife took a ride day for yesterday. Rode into town, got lunch, picked up a few things at Walmart, and then head back to the house. And even in the mountains, it was kind of warm, you know what I mean, and seat 9B.
Got saddlebags on the bikes, and I'm just going out to get a couple of small items. That's a good excuse to take the bike and get a little wind therapy and relax a little bit. And I'm sure you know what it's like. It's just I don't know. It just ain't nothing quite like being on two wheels and being out there on the road for a little while. To me, it's one of the greatest feelings in the world. KF4NXY.
I've contemplated getting a trike. I just don't think I'd be happy with it. You know, when it comes to motorcycles, speed does kill. So I'm a traditionally slow rider. I usually do the speed limit, 5 above, baby. I know when we got on the interstate day for yesterday, it was, you know, people were passing us. Not like we're standing still, but they were creeping by us. We stayed in the right lane, of course. And, you know, I get a little worried about riding interstates. I don't prefer to ride interstate because there's so many things get kicked up and people, you know, change lanes on you and whatsoever. But I had to take it for a short stint there, and I figured it would be the quickest way to go. So we went from Bearport Road up there in the mountains to our cutoff, Highway 64. I guess that's probably, 7, 8 miles maybe. But Yeah, it wasn't bad. They got that new interstate. You know, it's all nice and smooth now, so it's easy to get along.
I'm kind of like you. I don't get out there and, you know, try and run 100 mile an hour. I, you know, do the speed limit or maybe just a little bit above it. And I don't get on the interstate much or, you know, I live way out here in the country, and I've got some back roads, a lot of back roads I can ride. I've pretty much got the road to myself, so that's kind of, you know, what I do, and I enjoy doing that. Anyway, might be some of the other guys out there by now, so I'm going to step back and drink this coffee and see if there's some more people around. You be careful heading on in to work. I've enjoyed it. KF4NXY.
Hey, good talking to you this morning. And after your back surgery, Lord willing, everything goes well, and you get back on your feet and you're ready to ride again, the wife and I would be honored to ride with you. Sounds like you like to do the riding the way we do. Slow, easy, found a nice place to stop and eat. Just have a good ride. It's all about the ride there, not how fast you get there. So, good talking to you, Dave. 73, have a great day. And hopefully somebody else is in there. Looking for Ken. Ken, are you out there yet? And C9V? Not there either. Oh, well. NC9B listed. I'd say that was Bill, but you're not making it very well into the repeater. NC9B.
It is Bill, and I probably am not because I'm not carrying the man pack with me. I'm being lazy and carrying the HC.
Well, white noise are you, but I heard you just fine, Bill. Hope you had a great weekend and you had a good day yesterday. Looking forward to doing the same today, huh?
I was in the route business. I delivered things for 20 years. And then when I got into the broadcasting business, I thought that I was one of those little irritating things about regular work would be gone because I was doing a different kind of work. But even in broadcasting land, we have irritating things that happen.
Catch most of that, Bill. And it gets you a little better, a little bit more power coming out of there or something. It's HD. I've got one of those amplifiers. You put 2 watts in, you get 170 out. Well, maybe not 170. I think 2 watts in gives you like 75 watts out. 5 watts in gives you like 100-something, 100-plus. But, well, those would be nice to have, but then again, you're tethered to something, so I know the trade-off there. But I think you make any of that, really. NC9P. Great if they had a battery pack. You could put like a, some D batteries in it and just had a plug in where it just run the amplifier in an HD. So you had a battery pack with an amplifier built into it. That'd be convenient. You didn't see that. You're still listening. A crossband repeat base unit would be wonderful for you. I'd love to have one. But something that's crossband repeat, a dual band HD, and that'd solve the same problem. You'd be able to walk the neighborhood, be full quantity of the repeater, and C9B.
4TFW Mobile.
Matt, morning. Ken, how you doing this morning? NC9B.
How about yourself?
Good. You get all the vacations squared away?
And one more to go here end of this month.
What?
Nice. Grant, the oldest grandson, he's not much of a beach person. He didn't enjoy it as much as he should have.
A game with him?
He did a little bit in the evening time. We did a few things. We went to a little bar and grill and, you know, ate outside. They had a live band, so they got to do that. And we did the lighthouse and a few other things, the fort down there, so it was pretty good.
Was that Huntington Beach?
to St. Augustine this time.
Okay, my bad. Quite a little ride, but I love the area. The lady used to run the cinemas down there. In St. Augustine, she used to run the cinemas in Hendersonville. And she invited us to come down one time, and we just happened to be in the area. I went down there for a cold case seminar, and went down there and took in a free movie. She just had a free movie, popcorn, and drink. Real nice, but we've been down to St. Augustine a couple times.
You go back down when it's just me and Susan, where we could do a little bit more of the town and the old part of the town, and that, you know, go through some of the shops and everything. But the 4th of July fireworks and everything, that was really good.
So they probably do a pretty good show down there. Just a beautiful area. Well, I like doing that, the drive up highway, or the A1A, just come straight down the coast there, Flagler, all them beaches, and just a beautiful ride on a motorcycle, especially in the summertime when it's not too hot, early morning, late evening.
On that, we went far south as we went was the town of Marineland, so he could see the, you know, all the rock formations that were on the beach and how the water eroded them and everything, so he got to see that.
That's pretty cool. That's good. Yeah, beautiful area. Glad you had a good time. You were down there for a whole week?
Got there on a Saturday and didn't pull out till the next Sunday.
How many campgrounds down there? Which campground did you stay at? And where was it from the beach?
AOA. It was just right off of the A1A. It was about 3/4 of a mile from the beach, from the St. Augustine Pier.
And that'd probably be a nice KOA, too, was it?
It was okay. And then, I mean, the pool was nice, and that they didn't have anything special like some of the other ones I've been to. But if you were in a camper, you were all right. But we just did one of the cabins, so the parking was pretty tight for the cabins.
About cabins, just talking to the wife, they've got some cabins over there at the, I can't remember which campground that is, the Lake Huey. But the cabins, and they got the dock, so you can dock your boat. Stay while just driving down for the weekend and taking the boat down. That'd be an easy way to see the lake. Take the boat without having to take the boat and the camper at the same time.
We like to stay at the cabins, and that it, I drink a little more stuff than I needed because I didn't know, you know, what the setup was going to be. So I can take less stuff next time. KN4 TFW.
Yeah, it's hard to prepare when you don't know what you're coming into. NC9BE bubble. I'm kind of looking forward to Waynesville Hamfest coming up the 26th of this month. Really looking forward to that. It's a kind of a dual purpose thing. Taking a camper, we're going to stay up at Lake Junaluska. They have a campground right across from the lake there. And it's just a hop, skip, and a jump over to the Hamfest. I'm looking forward to that. We'll stay Friday and Saturday night. Come back Sunday, I guess.
On that, yeah, that's the weekend we get. Well, we leave on Monday, and that with the granddaughter.
We're confused. Huntington Beach State Park and Huntington Island. I can't tell you which one's which, to be honest with you.
And it's up there, you know, just south of Myrtle Beach, and then the Huntington Island is down there.
Been to Fripp Island. I heard that's a nice area down there.
Been on Fripp. It's like a gated island, you know what I mean? You really can't get over onto there unless you got some kind of reservations.
Seabrook, Kiowa, all them islands down there around Charleston, there's a lot of them, most of them are private.
With the state park, it's high for a state park at $65 a night, but it's better than going that route.
You're right on the beach, though, right?
About, it's probably less than 100 yards from the beach. And now, if you're in a tent, you can be right on the other side of the dunes.
we used to go tent camping on Folly Beach. Can't do that no more. But yeah, you get to go tent camping. You get a bonfire permit for $5. We had a great time doing that. That was back in the day.
On that, we like the hunting island because the whole island is the state park.
After our Waynesville trip, we've got a trip planned to Dreher Island State Park over there, just west of Columbia. It's on Lake Murray, and we're taking the camper and the boat. And we've got a friend of ours from Columbia. He's going to meet us there. We're getting we have adjacent sites, so we'll have a good week from Wednesday to Wednesday.
Does Wendy drive the boat down for you?
She used to drive a school bus, but I'll drive the heavy one. She can drive the lighter one, but I tell her it's a piece of cake. It's all downhill.
I guess so.
And V Mobile.
DFW. Yeah, I got to go. I got to run me a little, 5x8 U-Haul trailer and go to Clayton, Georgia, to pick up some furniture at Susan's aunt's house that she's going to let us have. And then, so it's a few pieces of furniture, and then they got to redistribute it to other people.
4x6? I bet it's probably a little bit smaller than what you want, and it's not enclosed. It's just a loper trailer. And I got my big trailer, it's a 22-footer. Probably pull tow with your truck.
What about an open trailer, but man, it's like a 50% chance of rain.
Carpet real good. Wish I had an enclosed trailer, but I don't know. It's just that much more added weight. I'd rather get the stuff a whole lot easier, I guess. I don't know. Usually the only thing I put on the utility trailer is a tractor, so or something that's not going to bother it if it gets wet. Good sized tarp and tarp it real good.
A big tarp. I don't know. I'll have to see what's up. And it may be. I know a guy at work's got about a. I don't know. He's got a flatbed trailer, and that must be about 15 foot anyway. So that'd probably help me.
Rep, just want to try this to see if I can get into it any better. KQ4 Yankee Charlie India radio check.
Got it real good now, Bill. It's going great. NC9V.
50 watt radio.
I don't need all them watts. Bump another 10 or probably 10 watts and do it just fine.
I have a 5 watt, and then I have a 50, and I don't have any other irons in the golf bag besides those two.
About a crossbed repeat. One of those radios.
On has crossband repeater on it, but it's about as much trouble to set that up and get that going with the HT as it is just to grab it and walk outside with it.
You set it up prior, that's what's going to take up all your time, and then you save it as a memory channel. It's a matter of hitting the memory channel, turn the radio on at the house, hit the memory channel, and go to your HD and switch over to that memory channel and your crossband repeating full quality to the repeater.
Try it just because I've got it. I've got a this is my man pack radio, and it's a ICOM 2730 Alpha, and it I know it has crossband repeat on it. I need to try that out and see how good it works.
Same radio, and it works great. I used to turn it on in my truck, and then I used a little cheap Baofeng when I was walking the dog, and then just talked back to the truck, and then the truck could talk to the repeater. It worked really good. KN4 TFW.
Should be my next experiment. I keep saying I've got a Yaesu FT991 Alpha upstairs, and I keep saying I need to run the antenna that came with it and start getting into the HF thing, but I keep wanting to play with this thing just because it's so small and it works so well.
Crossbed repeat, you could actually go to a super small rubber ducky antenna on your radio and your handheld.
Stay right there. That's all you got to say. I guess I'll be watching a few YouTube videos on how to set that up and give that a whirl here or there and see how good that works out.
Crossband set up on that 2730A, it's like you got to, when you turn the radio on, you got to have like four or five buttons pushed at the same time in order to get that option.
I do that on a YouTube video, and I was like, I hope my hands will go in that many directions at one time.
Yeah, I finally got mine to work. But I hadn't used it in probably a couple of years. I just hadn't needed it since I got that Anytone.
I was just out here running the hounds as I do in the morning, and I like to do my radio checks and make sure everything's working still and I can get in where I want to get in. And the HT just wasn't cutting it this morning.
Before I drop out of here at work, I can hear the birds chirping in the background on your radio. So that audio on that radio is spot on. But I'm here at work, fellas. Y'all have a great day. Good talking to both of y'all. NC9B.
Good day at work. Be productive and be satisfied. KQ4 Yankee Charlie India.
John, have a safe day. Hauling that one pallet around all day. KN4 TFW. Agenda for today, Bill.
Today Tuesday, so I'll be talking to Dewey Lemons a little bit, and then I'll go into some regular news, and then I'll go into some 2A news. And then
I always liked it when you talk to Dewey. It just happens. Sometimes I can have a chance to be listening to the radio, and then other times not so much.
A bit of drama down here at the moment that is a little irritating. I've been trying to give advice to a would-be fledgling grassroots group, and they did a great thing and got elected into leadership, and then they have just trashed it. And just, I mean, just like overnight, they trashed it. And I try to tell them, you know, you got to stop saying that. You got to stop saying that. And then they turn it into a joke, and I'm just like, okay, well, here, let me get this heavy-duty soap so I can wash my hands of you.
Yeah, it's the same. Everything's going that way.
I think the issue is you got two kinds of people that want to be in politics. You got the type that have never been in politics, and they complain about the way people that are in politics operate. And then you got the kind that are in politics that are professional at it. But at the same time, nobody likes the way they do things. So you try to get in there and make a change, and the ones coming in that don't know what they're doing shoot themselves in the foot while they're going about it just because of out of it inexperience.
That's the best thing when you get started. Sit back and watch and learn, right?
I got out here, and he just made a silly comment about people being hot and sweaty and cheap. And Charlie James, who's at my state radio station, he got a hold of that, and very correctly, he called it out, and it was a stupid thing to say, completely unforced error. And now he's, instead of just sitting back saying, you know what, maybe I should just shut up, he just keeps on doubling down.
I hadn't got to listen to the FM radio stations a whole lot, maybe a little bit in the morning. I'm out in the plant here and there, and I'll be able to listen once in a while if they send me on an errand run or something like that, but not too much of the talk show radios anymore.
He just moves from one dumb thing to the next dumb thing, the next shiny thing, the next outrageous thing. It just moves from one to the other.
I was glad to hear that you got your ham radio license. That's really good.
General now, so I'm enjoying the general license, but I really haven't done anything with a high frequency yet. I want to figure that part out. I was talking to KO4HKX, and he was talking about how the reason I would cultivate HF would be if there were no repeaters. I should figure out how to use it with no repeaters, and, well, that made a lot of sense.
On that, I know my Elmer helped me out. We used to do a few little contests between ourselves. You know, we would, there'd be a station, you know, calling out looking for contacts, and we'd see who would be the first one to get a hold of them and stuff for practice. But I ain't been on HF in a while. I mean, they had a nice 13 colonies contest this week, and I was fortunate to participate in it one time and got a certificate for contacting all 13 colonies.
Since I've had the FT-991, I have made two contacts on the 2800 band, which I don't even remember what meter. Is that 10 meter? I've made two contacts. As I've only been able to discern two people speaking a language. Everything else is just tones. The fact that my antenna's inside.
When I first started, I started out with just a wire antenna, the one they call a mystery antenna from that wire man up there on Highway 11. And I had it in an inverted V in the backyard, and it worked really good.
I sold me an antenna. He gave me an antenna when I bought it from him. And I have a second story. It's about 15 feet off the ground, and I have a fence that's on the outer edge. It's about 30 feet from the window. It's about 12 feet off the ground, and I was thinking about running the antenna out that window in a V pattern, because I can't, the yard's not big enough to do a bipole, but I was thinking about doing that, because that way I could do it with a V pattern and see how that works. But when I do it, I'm going to be aiming right at power wires that are overhead.
Just got to try it and see. I know I ran a cord from the top of my house way up in a tree, and then I lowered it down, and then I had each side of my inverted V hooked to the fence, and then I would just pull it up in the middle. It worked pretty good. Now I got a MFJ, I want to say it's a 2104 is what they call it. It's good for four bands, and I just have it on some top rail fence poles, and that hooked to the side of my chimney.
I have in my yard are bonsai trees. I don't have anything else I can hang anything out of, and my yard is a weird shape.
If I'm not mistaken, on for HF, like the lower you have it to the ground, the steeper the angle, so the closer you can talk on HF, and then the higher you go, the bigger the skip, and then the longer you can go.
Figure out what's going to work for the HOA, because I live in a HOA. I can have anything I want, as long as you can't see it from the street, from the front of the house.
The people in my HOA think it's my television antenna.
You like that Hong Kong programming?
Yeah, most of them, they ain't familiar enough with antennas to know anything about it.
Indicating to me that they need to go in, so I'm going to jump and start preparing today's show and stuff like that. 73s, it was good talking to you. This is KQ4, Yankee Charlie India. I am clear.
Hey, this morning, Bill. Annette, you have an awesome day there on the radio, and I'll catch up with you later. The name here is Ken, Kilo Echo November, and the call sign is Kilo November 4, Tango Foxtrot Whiskey, 73.